A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, let love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another in showing honor. Do not grow slack in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the holy ones. Exercise hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Graduation day. Well, I'm not going to sing this whole reflection, so you can relax. But tomorrow, my seniors will graduate and head off to the next part of their journey. This time of the year is filled with graduations, kindergarten, grammar school, high school, university. These are the most common graduations, but other graduations of sorts, like retirements, changes in jobs or ministries, moving to new locations, might also fit into this category. I've given some thought to what pearls of wisdom I would share with my seniors, and St. Paul's letter to the Romans seems chock full of good advice. This advice applies to our graduates, but I really think it applies to all of us. Of course, I would challenge each of my seniors to continue to live out our Dominican pillars, the pillars that they have begun to implement during their time in high school. I would encourage them then, and us, to indulge their curiosity and keep learning. Paul doesn't address this directly in the reading, but when he admonishes the Roman community to hate what is evil and hold on to what is good, it seems that he might be directing them to follow their consciences. Of course, it takes study to inform one's conscience and keep it informed. Paul has plenty to say about the other pillars. He tells the Romans, and I would tell my graduates, to live the pillar of service. You're blessed with so much. Share your gifts with others. Live the law of the gift, a concept described by John Paul II. And I'm quoting, "We become most truly human in the measure in which we go out of ourselves and give ourselves for the sake of others." In the reading, Paul writes, "Serve the Lord with zeal and enthusiasm and contribute to the needs of the holy ones." The holy ones in Paul's time were the followers of Christ and the apostles, but today we would see holiness in everyone, especially the lowly ones. Persevere in prayer is Paul's advice, and I would remind my seniors to invite God into everything they do, from waking up in the morning to going to bed at night, from taking a test to struggling with a problem to going out on a date. Now, we may not be going out on too many dates, but we have lots of things that go on during the day in which we should invite God to be a part. Paul reserves the bulk of his advice for community. We cannot live an isolated life. We need others, and others need us. Paul says, love one another with affection. Look for opportunities to give praise and thanks to others. Don't get angry at people, especially roommates, who maybe are giving you a hard time. Enjoy those around you in good times and bad, happy or sad. And most importantly, do not think you are better than others, but love everyone with mutual affection. Great advice, right? No matter what one is graduating from or graduating to, even if it is just moving from day to day, Paul's advice and our own pillars will help us to live a more fruitful and joyful life.